has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I apologize for being a few minutes late, but we can begin with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kutshabrichu Ishkinte Ditkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu V'Achda L'Shem Yudhe Bavavte V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Klo Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Today we will study the fifth Aliyah, which begins with Exodus chapter 15, verse 27, and concludes with chapter 16, verse 10. This is a total of 11 verses, and we've discussed many times that the number 11 relates to the Ketoret, which is a tool to bring us closer to Hashem. It also relates to the 10 Sefirot plus the negative system, which represents everything that was ever created by Hashem. And that also represents everything that was ever revealed by human beings' creations or formations, which is more accurate. We will start with verse 27. Vayavo elima v'sham shetem esrei enot mayim v'shivim temarim v'yachanu sham al hamayim v'yisu me'elim v'yavo kol adat B'nei Yisrael El Midbar Sin Asher Bein Elim Uvein Sinai B'chamisha Asar Yom L'chodesh Asheni L'tzeitam Me'eretz Mitzrayim
has joined.
This word is written differently than it is spoken. The difference is the fourth letter, which is written with a yud, and it's spoken with a vav. The meaning of the difference between a yud and a vav is the difference between chachma and Zeranpin. They both are sharing essences. One represents heaven to mankind, and the other represents wisdom to mankind. Is there a difference between those two? I'll let you contemplate that. And another time, when we aren't saying the mana on the same day, we can have that discussion, because we will see this situation many times in many words within the Torah. Kol adat b'nei Yisrael al Moshe v'al Aharon b'amidbar v'yomru aleichem b'nei Yisrael miten mutenu Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoade Heda Wanu Heyo. And another difference between the Yud and the Vav is the Vav is called the finger of God, and the Yud is called the hand of God. Be'eretz Mitzrayim Beshivtenu al sir habasar Beachlenu lechem la svaki hotzeitem 8. Et kol hakahal azebara vayomer Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe da wanu he yo El Moshe hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim Vayatza ha'am v'lachtu d'devar yom v'yomo lema'ana nasenu ha'yelech v'torati im lo v'chaya b'yom ha'shishi v'hekinu et asher yaviyu v'chaya Mishne al asher ilketu yom yom Vayomer Moshe v'acharon El kol b'nei Yisrael Erev idatem Ki Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo Yo ahei da wanu heyo, potio echem meretz mitzrayim, uvkeruritem et kivod Adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo, yo ahei da wanu heyo, besamo et luno techem. Al Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Winachnu Makitalinu Aleinu We have a similar situation with the word Talinu where it's written with a vav, but it's pronounced with a yud. Verse 8. Vayomer Moshe v'teit Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo Lachem be'erev basar lechol Belechem baboker lishboa bishmoa Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo Yohe dawanu heyo Et lunotechem asheratem malinim ala venachnu Malo aleinu elu noteinichem Ki al Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo Yohe dawanu heyo We omer Moshe el Aharon Emor el kol adat b'nei Yisrael kirvu Ne Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Da Wanu Heyo Ishama Etlu No Techem Vayehi Kedaber Acharon El Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael Vayifnu El Hamidbar Vehine Kivod Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Mira Ve'anan That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. I will mention one other thing on verse 7 where you have the word that's written differently than it's spoken. I said it's the same as the previous one, which 5, but it's not. The difference is they're mirror images of each other. One has the Vav spoken and the Yud written. That's in verse 5. But in verse 7, it is the Yud that is written. Excuse me, the Yud that is spoken and the Vav that is written. Now, we need to know what each of those words mean in order to truly understand all of the connections for that, or the purpose for that. And there are people who will tell you that, oh, it's just a scribal error. And so we, once the scribal error took place, there were some Torahs that had it written with a Vav and some Torahs that had it written with a Yud. And so we didn't know which one was correct, so we do it both ways. But those are people you will find that has an orientation to the physical rather than to the spiritual. But that's something you'll have to decide for yourselves if you get involved into the academic access to this information. The English translation, chapter 16, verse 1. They journeyed from Elim, and the entire community of the children of Israel came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. Many people teach that the desert of Sin is actually connected to Sinai. It's the same word, but Hashem didn't want to add those additional letters. Other people have a different opinion that it's the area around the Suez Canal. Verse 2. My mistake. For whatever reason, I skipped verse 27, so let me start over. They came to Elim, and there were 12 water fountains and 70 palms, and they encamped there by the water. Remember the last discussion, they were at the bitter waters, they were at Marah, and Moshe threw the tree of life at Hashem's direction into the pool of water that was bitter, and it sweetened, and they were able to drink it. And then they moved on to Elim, and this verse, which is really connected the last reading, but would have made it 33 verses, and this the fifth aliyah to be 10 verses. There was a reason for this difference. So they came to Elim, and there were 12 water fountains and 70 palms. The 12 connects to the 12 tribes. The water fountains, anything having to do with water, connects to Torah. So there were 12. When the sea split, it split into 12 paths, one for each of the 12 tribes. And the 70 palms represents a connection to the other humans of creation, the 70 nations. And they encamped there by the Torah, which is the code word water, which is chesed. And the Torah has two aspects. One is givurah, meaning judgments, and the other is chesed. It's the duality that was Hashem finalized his creation, first creating, starting with judgment, then he saw that it would not be able to be maintained that way, and he injected chesed, loving kindness, which sweetens the judgments. Verse 1. They journeyed from Elim, and the entire community of the children of Israel came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. They departed on the 15th of Nisan, and the second month is Iyar, and the 15th day of the second month is also the holiday of the second Pesach. These are not just facts. This is all part of helping your understanding. Verse 2. The entire community of the children of Israel complained against Moses and against Aaron in the desert. Remember, there is no chronology to the Torah, so this could have been many months later, or it could have been in that second month. The children of Israel said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of Hashem in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat, when we ate bread to our fill, for you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire congregation to death." So Hashem said to Moses, "Behold, I am going to rain down for you bread from heaven. And the people shall go out and gather what is needed for the day, so that I can test them whether or not they will follow my teaching. And it shall be on the sixth day that when they prepare what they will bring, it will be double of what they gather every day." Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, "Evening you shall know that the Lord brought you out of the land of Egypt. And morning you shall see the glory of Hashem when he hears your complaints against Hashem. But what are we that you make people complain against us? Who is this not? Who is doing the complaining? Every person in the children of Israel? Or this concept of the assembly of the children of Israel? These are code words that we need to find out from the Zohar, what are the differences. Am Yisrael is the people of Israel. Kahal Am Yisrael is the assembly of the people of Israel. Verse 8. And Moses said, When Hashem gives you in the evening meat to eat and bread in the morning to become sated, when Hashem hears your complaints, which you are making, complain against him. But what are we? Not against us are your complaints, but against Hashem. Moses and Aaron are giving you information for you to recognize when you say, in right now, today, when one of our people, one of the generations says, the way of the world is wrong. I don't like the way of the world. You are complaining not against the Torah, not against Moses, not against Aaron. You're complaining against Hashem. You're really saying, ultimately, that you think you can run the world better than Hashem. Chas v'shalom. And Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the entire community of the children of Israel, draw near before Hashem, for he has heard your complaints." And it came to pass, when Aaron spoke to the entire community of the children of Israel, that they turned toward the desert. And behold, the glory of Hashem appeared in the cloud. That's the completion of the Aliyah. Does anyone have any questions? And we will begin to study the Parasha of Man, the Mana. We start with a prayer, an introductory prayer. We've been doing this every day. We will do it today and we will do it tomorrow, Bizrat Hashem. The question is, what are we supposed to do? Just on Tuesday of Beshalah, like most of the world, which is a direction of one particular sage, or from the Zohar and from other people's writings, we are to do this every day. Question is, why don't we do it every day? We've been reading now for a few months the Parashiyot. Basically, we started with the renewal of the cycle with Bereshit. And we've been doing this consistently. So why don't we add the mana to our everyday in the next parasha? The answer is because of time. I try and limit this process to only a half hour. We're all busy. We all have things to do. And the connection is to Hashem, which is made directly through the Torah. But the mana, what the Zohar says about the mana is very clear. If you say it every day, if you read it every day, you study it every day, which is reading it, what you are doing, the Zohar says that your income will never diminish. It doesn't say you're going to become millionaires. It doesn't say I'm going to add money to you. It says I'm never going to diminish your money. But that requires you adding this, the reading of the mana, every day. I can tell you that I do it most days. Sometimes time catches up to me and I don't have time. But it's an effort that I consider well worth it. But as you see, it takes us about 20 minutes, and that would be unfair to many people who are making our connection, but it's a half hour. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewahe adanu yo Eloheinu elohe avotenu Shetasmin parnasa l'kol amcha beit Yisrael u'farnasa anshe beiti biklalam benachad willo betzar bekavod willo bevizu Beheter willo veisur, kideshenu kal avod avodatecha, velil motoratecha, yemo shezanta, la avotenu man bamidbar, ve eretzia we are avod. reading of the Mon, which for those who don't know, it is Shemot or Exodus, chapter 16, verses 4 to 36. Vayomer Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Min Hashamayim Vayatzaham Velaktu Devar Yom Yom Oleman Anasenu Ayelech Betorati Imlo Wichaya Bayom Hashishi Vehekinu Ed Asher Yaviu Wichaya Mishne Al Asher Yilketu Yom Yom Vayomer Moshe Viacharo El Kol B'nei Yisrael Erev Vidatem Ki Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Otzio etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim uvoker uritem et kevod Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Shamo Et lunotechem al Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Wenachnu Makitalinu Aleinu Wayomer Moshe Vepetet Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Lachem ba'erev basar, leko velechem baboker, lisboa bishmoa. Adonai yo he wahe, adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Et lunotechem asher atem malinim alav v'nachnu ma lo aleinu telunotechem ki al Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon Emor el Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael Kirvu Lifnei Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Ki Shama Et Lunotechem Vayehi v'tkedaber acharon el kol adat b'nei Yisrael Vayifnu el hamidbar V'hine kivod Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Nira be'anan Vaydaber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Shamati Et Tulunot B'nei Yisrael Daber Alechem Lemor Bein Ha'im. Tochlu ba'basar uva'boker. Ismi'u lachem bidatem. Ki ani Adonai Yohewahe. Adanu yo yoai dawanu heyo. Elohechem vayehi ba'erev vata'al haslavatas et ha'machaneh uva'boker hayta shikvat atal saviv la'machaneh vata'al shikvat Hatal v'hine al p'nei ha'midbar dak mechusahus pas dak ha'kavod al ha'aret
has joined.
Vayiru v'nei Yisrael vayomru ish el achiv manhu ki Mahu vayomer Moshe alechem hu alechem asher natan Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo lachem laachlaze adavar asher Siwa Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Liktu bimenu ish lefi achlo omer Lagil goled mispar nafshotechem Ish lasher be'achalo tikachu Vayasu kein b'nei Yisrael Vayilketu ha'marbe v'ha'mamit Vayamodu v'omer V'lo hadif ha'marbe v'ha'mamit Lo hech sir ish lefi, ach lo lakatu, vayomer Moshe alechem ish, al yoter mimenu, ad boker v'lo shamu, el Moshe vayotiru. Anashim mimenu ad boker vayarum tolaim vayivash vayiktsof alechem Moshe vayilketu Oto baboker, baboker ish kefi ach lo wecham. Hashemesh v'namas, vayehi bayom hashishi, lachtu lechem mishne, shene haomer laechad. Vayavo kolmasiye ha'eda v'yagidu le'moshe vayomer alechem hu asher diber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Shabbaton Shabbat Kodesh L'Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Machar Asher Tofu. Efu v'et Asher Tivashlu. Vashelu v'et Kol Ha'odev. Anihu lachem l'mishmeret. Ad haboker v'yanihu. Oto ad haboker. Kasher tziwa Moshe. V'lo chivish v'rima. Lo haita bo v'yomer. Moshe ikluhu hayom ki shabbat. Hayom ladonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. Ayom lo tim tsauhu. Basade sheshet yamim tilketuhu. Uvayom hashbi. Shabbat lo yihye bo. Vayehi bayom hashvi yatu min ha'am. Lilkot v'lo matza'u. Vayomer Adonai yohe wahe. Adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo. El Moshe Adana me'antem leishmor mitzvotai, the Torotai. Re'u ki Adonai yohe wahe. Adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo. Natan lachem ha'shabbat. Al kein hu noten lachem. Vayom hashishi lechem yomayim. Shivu ish tachtav al yetze. Ish mimkomo. Vayom hashvi'i. Vayishbetu. Am vayom hashvi'i. Vayikre'u beit Yisrael. Et shemo man wehu kizera dad lavan betamo baketzapi het bibash vayomer Moshe lehadavar asher tziwa Adonai yohewahe. Adanu yo yo ahe da wadu heyo. Milo haomer mi menu le mishmeret. Le dorotechem le ma'an yiru et alechem asher he akalti echem kva midbar betotzi. Ethem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon. Tachzim tzeaemet. Achad v'ten shama milo. Ha'omer man v'hanach. Voto lifnei Adonai. Yo hey wahe. Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Le mishmeret le dorotechem. Da asher tziwa Adonai yo hey wahe. Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. El Moshe wa yanichehu. Acharon lifne ha'edut. Lemishmaret Uvne Yisrael Aklu et Haman Arbaim Shana Ad Boam El Echretz No Shavet Et Haman Aklu Ad Boam El Kitze That's the completion of the Parashah Haman. Does anyone have any questions? It's also the completion of our morning today. There will be three other classes today. Our 11 o'clock class will be the Sefer Yetzirah. At 7:30, we will be a deep Zohar. And our 7 o'clock class will be a regular Zohar class. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts? I bid you all a good day. Yom Tov.
Thank you, Hanout.
Shalom Gadol.
Yom Tov. Thank you, Hanout.
And thank you all.
Okay. I've got roofers. That's all the noise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.